Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues this week's deep dive on different kinds of tongues by addressing the private use of this gift, spirit-led prayer, and personal edification. What role does praying in tongues play in your walk with God? And how can it build you up when no one else sees or hears? Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. If you have been tracking with us this week, you already know that we are not approaching the gift of tongues casually or with compromise. We are digging into what the Word of God says, and today we are shifting our focus to something that might be even more relevant than you realize, the private use of tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, Paul says, "The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church." And right there in that single verse, Paul distinguishes between the corporate and personal function of spiritual gifts. One edifies the church, public prophecy. The other edifies the individual, private tongues. And I want you to catch something. Paul doesn't say the one who speaks in a tongue is being selfish or out of order or should stop. He says edifies himself. That word edify means to build up, to strengthen, to reinforce. And I don't know about you, but in the world that we are living in, I need all the spiritual strength that I can get. So let's shift to what that means on a personal level. Now, when you pray in tongues privately, in your time with the Lord, in the secret place, you are not speaking to man. You are speaking directly to God. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, "For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries." Mysteries. Divine secrets. The Spirit of God praying through you in ways that your natural mind couldn't even begin to articulate. This isn't about performing for others. This is about partnering with the Holy Spirit behind closed doors. It's about letting the Spirit pray in and through you when your own words fall short, when the grief is too deep, when the burden is too heavy, when the warfare is too intense. That's why Jude writes in Jude verse 20, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." That's what this is, a direct, intimate, Spirit-led communion with God that strengthens your inner man. Let me take you to Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27, where Paul writes, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Let that sink in. When you pray in the Spirit, you are praying the exact will of God. Not guessing, not begging, not manipulating. You are praying God's perfect will. And that's not something to downplay or avoid. It's something to pursue. Furthermore, let's take a moment to explore how this affects spiritual warfare. If you have ever been in a battle, real spiritual battle, you know that there are moments when English, or whatever your native tongue is, just doesn't cut it. There are groanings. There are tears. There's a sense in your spirit that something bigger is happening. And in those moments, praying in tongues becomes a weapon. It bypasses the limitations of your understanding and strikes at the heart of the battle in the spiritual realm. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 tells us to pray at all times in the Spirit, with every prayer and request. Why? Because when you pray in the Spirit, you're not just reacting to problems. You're warring from a place of revelation. Some of the most powerful breakthroughs in my own life didn't come because I had the perfect words. They came because I let the Spirit pray through me. And I believe many of you listening right now, you've been frustrated because you've hit a wall in prayer. You've run out of words. You've run out of energy. And I know I've been there, but I came here to tell you today, there's more. There is another level. There is a language the enemy can't decode. A language of power. A language of intimacy. A language that builds you up when everything around you is falling down. Now, to understand this, we need to recognize something crucial. Private uses of tongues was never meant to be controversial. It's meant to be normal. And somewhere along the way, the church got so afraid of sounding weird that we became weak. We abandoned the very tools that God gave us to endure, to grow, and to overcome. But Paul says, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you." Think about that. Paul, the apostle who wrote most of the New Testament, who planted churches, who raised the dead, said he prayed in tongues more than anyone. Why? Because he understood the power of private communion with God. So with that said, let's be clear. This is not a salvation issue. It's a surrender issue. You can be saved and never pray in tongues, but you cannot claim to want everything that God has for you and still reject what he's already made available to you. So let me challenge you with this. Have you asked for the gift of tongues for your personal prayer life? Not to show off, not to impress, but because you want deeper fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because you want to pray the will of God, even when your mind feels foggy. Because you want to build yourself up in the middle of a world that's tearing you down. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" You don't have to beg, and you don't have to earn it. You ask in faith. You yield in obedience, and you open your mouth as the Spirit begins to move. This is a gift, and like all gifts, the Spirit is activated through faith and surrender. And I can attest to this, because when I prayed and asked for tongues, I didn't have the faith that I needed. And every time I would start to feel like I was saying something, I would say, no, that's just me making that up. And I would stunt it. But the moment I believed, the moment I had faith, tongues flowed. And it has deepened my walk with the Lord. It has brought me closer. It has made my relationship with God so much deeper. Now, let me speak to the critics for a second. Those who say, well, praying in tongues privately isn't in the Bible. Friend, not only is it in the Bible, it's molded by the very man that God used to build the early church. Paul says clearly that when he prays in tongues, his spirit prays, but his mind is unfruitful. That means it's a form of prayer that bypasses the natural mind. And isn't that exactly what you need when your mind is exhausted, anxious, or overwhelmed? We're not anti-intellect. We are just pro-spirit. We don't pray in tongues to avoid thinking. We do it to align with God when thinking just isn't enough. And if Paul saw it as necessary, why would we think that we can live without it? Now, speaking of that, let me ask you, when was the last time that you came to the end of yourself in prayer and just let the Holy Spirit take over? When was the last time that you prayed until your language shifted? When was the last time that you groaned before the Lord with no agenda, no script, just hunger? I believe that some of you listening today are about to experience a breakthrough in your prayer life. Not because of emotion, and not because of hype, because you are finally ready to stop praying in your own strength. You're ready to yield your tongue, your heart, and your spirit to the Lord and say, "Have your way in me." This is where real transformation happens. Not on a stage, not in a crowd, but in the secret place with the Father. When it's just you and the Lord, and the Spirit begins to speak through you what you didn't even know that you needed to say. Some of you will experience healing, not because someone laid hands on you, but because as you prayed in tongues, the Holy Spirit began to work in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Some of you will gain clarity because as you pray in the Spirit, the fog begins to lift and direction comes. Some of you will experience freedom because praying in the Spirit brings breakthrough where natural words have failed. And here's the beautiful part. Nobody sees it but God. It's not about performance. It's about presence. It's about walking in intimacy with the God who formed you, filled you, and now wants to pray through you. Now, as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on what we've uncovered today. The private use of tongues is not a lesser expression of the gift. It's an essential one. It edifies your spirit. It deepens your connection with God. It strengthens you for spiritual warfare, and it unlocks the will of God when your own words fall short. So what are you waiting for? Ask, yield, and don't be surprised when you open your mouth in faith and the Holy Spirit begins to flow through you in power. Let this truth draw you closer to God this week. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.